If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that we like to keep an eye on what's happening in that other place where U.S. troops are fighting, Afghanistan. We often bring you interviews with reporters in Kabul or the provinces. We talk about battles between warlords and soaring opium production. We also try to keep track of efforts to establish effective government throughout the Afghan countryside. For those with more than a casual interest in Afghanistan, people like the soldiers and aid workers deployed there, an essential field guide to the country has just come out. This volume is richly detailed in history as well as up-to-date information about security, health, education, and culture. One of its co-editors is Edward Jaraday. He joins me now in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Well, you first published this field guide to Afghanistan in 1998. Then September 11th occurred. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan, overthrew the Taliban. There must have been great demand for your book then.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the interest came from the military, which was not one of our intended readers at the beginning, because, in fact, the first edition was created at the request of a lot of the aid agencies and journalists. In fact, it was a meeting we had brainstorming in 1997 to do something to try and prompt more interest in Afghanistan. And obviously, when September 11th happened, before then, the book did reasonably well. But when September 11th happened, we had numerous orders, including one actually from the U.S. Navy in San Diego, who got in touch with me and said that they had been forced to buy a copy for $230 on eBay. Mm. And I said, well, if you contacted us, we could have given it to you for $25.
No more trying to drum up interest anymore.
No. The new edition was really to try and take in what has happened since the fall of the Taliban. In fact, we thought it would be quite a light revision, but it has been completely rewritten. We had to show what was happening, also health-wise, the reconstruction-wise, the security situation, which sadly now is actually deteriorating. One-third of Afghanistan now, mainly the southern and eastern, southeastern parts of Afghanistan, are declared security zones, making it extremely difficult for aid workers to operate.
You know, if you take a look at the book and look at some of the titles, it kind of looks like a survivor guide. You have travel over land and travel by air. Then there's chapters titled Landmines and Advice for Women. Really not a time for tourist trade at this point.
No, but we had the launch of the book in London at Stanford's bookshop, and amongst the audience were four travel agencies. I personally would not recommend really taking members of your family to Afghanistan at this point. There are areas which are completely at peace, and you can move quite freely, but you have to be careful. And even landmines, if you're into trekking or fishing, which Afghanistan was very well known for before the war, landmines move when it rains, when there's snow. You know, you have to be constantly on your toes. There are also unexploded ordnance lying around. And every week, there are dozens and dozens of people getting killed or wounded by landmines.
Well, are you afraid that you might have to update this this book again before long? I know Afghanistan is supposed to be holding elections this year.
Well, in fact, we've taken a 25-year perspective to the conflict in Afghanistan. The conflict continues. It has been 25 years since the war first broke out in summer 1978. I'd say no matter what, when it comes out, you're already probably 10% out of date. Mm-hmm. You know, there will be changes, certainly with the Constitution, with elections if they're held. We're now looking perhaps at September, October. There will be changes, certainly. But
how hopeful are you about Afghanistan's future?
I think the greatest strength now for peace is the fact that Afghans are so tired of war. This quest, this thirst now for peace, I think is something we need to really play on, the international community, and also to realize that there is no military solution. I think it's important to provide peacekeeping, particularly in the provincial areas, and I think this would also be very supportive of the international community, who I think are there generally in a way that they do want to see Afghanistan recover, but it's a very long-term recovery. It's not going to happen overnight, and there are no quick solutions.
Edward Jaraday is the co-editor of An Essential Field Guide of Afghanistan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.